We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Chafvav. We're up to the sixth chapter. Yevo'al bo gnuto chazim b'midat ha-shekel. So the focus of this book is about honesty. And this chapter will focus on the way we should view lies. What's wrong with lying or being a liar? We're going to go back to the topic we began in the third chapter. Shekavanu shtavnu sham. In the third chapter, the Chafetz Chaim writes, we wrote, li'natzel mi'mirma. If a person wants to save himself from being deceitful, and that's a weakness that people have, yitbonen gam ken tamid begodel isur ha-shekel. So one of the tools we can use to overcome that is to frequently note the gravity of the sin of lying. V'al yedei zeh mimeli yinatzel mimirma gam ken. And if a person is focused on realizing how weighty that sin is, so then he will also be saved from being deceitful. So what I would say is as follows. A person has to work so hard on himself, not to say a lie. We think it's easy. It's not easy. Think about it. It's so common that we exaggerate by a little bit. And we say something that's almost the truth. It's a hard habit to get into, but it's a good habit to get into, telling the truth exactly. Even if a person is not deceitful, nonetheless, saying a lie is really a bad thing. It's a pitiful trait. And when a person says a lie, he is actually desecrating his lips. That's the tool that was created within man to speak, to give praise to God. If you look in my other work, says the Chafetz Chaim, when I spoke about guarding your tongue, over there I expanded on this, the idea of being careful to keep our lips pure. Not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing all around. But it's the type of thing that you can develop a habit. And very often we are influenced by the people we're around. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but if you're around people that use profanity, then it becomes second nature to use profanity. If you're around people that will use vulgar language, it becomes second nature to use vulgar language, even if you haven't used it, even if you've kept your mouth clean. But that's what's going on around you. Now, this really is much more than that. It's not only about the language we use, it's even the attitudes we have. You're sitting in a waiting room, and a kid gets on his little car over there. You know, the kids have these little toy cars, and he starts going around going beep, 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 beep. And you're focused on your book. And the lady sitting next to you looks at the kid and says, "Stop being so annoying." Now, she's aroused in you a feeling of being annoying. The next time the kid's going to come by you going beep, beep, you're not going to think, "Oh, he's so cute." You're going to think, "That's annoying." So when we're around people that react a certain way, it arouses in us a similar sentiment, and really we could go either way. A guy comes collecting, and the guy next to you smiles and gives him a quarter, a dollar, a shekel. You intrinsically feel like you should smile and give him a shekel too. If the guy next to you makes a face and makes a comment, the last thing you think is to help him. And even if you help him, you have a hard time smiling. So our emotions resonate with one another. At least the emotions we express resonate with one another. And so the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to work on telling the truth, and I'm saying it's difficult. You have to try and get into the habit and try and get into the society to have surroundings, people around you who are also careful that way. This is a weighty enough topic. If one would only take time to look at it, then that would be reason enough to be careful not to wound ourselves, wound our speech, our pure lips, with a lie. V'yesh b'zeh madrigot rabot. Now there are many levels in this. Unver miktzatan. So we'll explain a few. Yesh asher yishaker b'dvarim asher shama. You have a person who lies about things that he's heard. Umachliv k'tzatam b'mitkaven. And he purposely changes a few facts. Ve'en lo toelet b'shkarav ve'lo hafsed l'zulato. He doesn't benefit anything, and the next guy doesn't lose anything. But this is the way he behaves, because he loves lies. Now, I'm sorry, you know, the Chafetz Chaim says it this way. It sounds so horrible. A person would feel like he's such a liar, right? But the Chazon Ish worded it a little differently. You guys remember when we learned the Chazon Ish was discussing the responsibility of man to discern between what's an imagination and what's factual. And he said when it comes to Emunah, that's a big challenge when it comes to our perception of God. And the Chazon Ish had worded it. He said, we have such an imagination, our imagination can convince us and can take us, and the intellect is always fighting a battle with the imagination, but the imagination seems to have the upper hand. I mean, we like to imagine things. And when you read history books, so then the nature of every man is that he wants to say something that will be pleasing to others. And so therefore, in history books, you have lies, you have exaggerations, you have things that were stuck in or worded a certain way. Because the Chazon Ish worded it more gently, he said, "Ki ben Adam eino sone et hakazav betivo." Man, in his natural form, does not loathe a lie. Our natural form has no issue with a lie. V'rabim o'avim oto. On the contrary, the masses love lies. U'mishtashim bo shashuei yedidut. And they find them very entertaining. Right? So the Chazon Ish took the same idea that the Chafetz Chaim did, only he worded it a little differently. But nonetheless, you're at the same bottom line. Our nature lends itself to lying. It's a comfortable path to go down. U'pamimshu. So, lie number one is where we might call it an innocent white lie, where no one loses, no one gains, but we have a certain pleasure in telling it that way. And sometimes a person invents the story completely, because then he arouses a lot of chatter. Everyone's going to talk. Or this way people think he's really smart. He knows what no one else does. And this guy, even though no one's really losing from his lies, but he has a big punishment waiting. In his brazenness, in his love of lies, and his sin is weighty, because he loves lying even where it has no benefit. About those people, the verse says, God loathes the lips that lie. Toava. God finds it despicable. Ve'omer, and the verse says, Siftotechem dibru sheker, leshonachem avlat tege. Uchvagazru chazan, our sages already said, very scary line in Tractate Sota. The Talmud in Tractate Sota says there are four clans that will not merit to see the Shechina, to come in God's presence. And Dinam Arba Kitot in Mekablim Pnei Shechina, the Talmud over there says there are four clans like this that will not merit to get the face of the Shechina. V'achat meni katshakanim. One of those clans is the clan of liars. In the world to come, they'll all be grouped together. And the Chafetz Chaim says, when a person says all these innocent white lies, that lands him there. So that's level one, a person whose lies are not for a specific gain. It's just a habit, it's fun, it's interesting, it's entertaining. It can make us seem smarter than everyone else because we can say something no one else heard. And yet, it's still a weighty sin, says the Chafetz Chaim. So that's step one. Yesterday. Now, for the sake of honesty, I have to point out that not everyone agrees with Chafetz Chaim here.
on
the white lies. Yeah. Now, for sure, it's a high level that a person should be on, that everyone should aspire to be clean and to speak accurately and not to lie. But it's not so clear that when the Talmud says these four clans that won't meet up with God, is that something that teaches us a halacha? Is that something that teaches us a type of ethic? Is that something that's a midat chasidut? Is that talking about these type of lies? Maybe it's talking about lies that had an impact on the fellow man. So there are, I mean, there's Rabbeinu Yonah, there are commentaries who definitely say like the Chafetz Chaim, and this is the accepted opinion in Judaism. But there are other opinions. When the Torah says, Midevar Sheker Tirchak, distance yourself from lies, so the Talmud says that's talking about lying in a court case. That's talking about a lie that will have relevance in life. And so then the commentaries, the Rishonim already have a discussion, is it really biblically prohibited to say a lie that will not have any impact, what we might call a white lie? So here you have the Chafetz Chaim, he goes with the opinion that says for sure that's biblically prohibited, it's a weighty sin, he won't merit to see God's presence. Okay, that's his ruling. I'm just saying you should realize that going back 700 years ago, there were other opinions. This wasn't the only opinion. It certainly seems like this is the accepted opinion, and the Chafetz Chaim certainly seems to be saying this is the halacha. He's not even presenting the other side. I'm just saying, for your broad knowledge, there is another side. I still think that every person should aspire to this, and I still think that we have to carry the Chafetz Chaim's weight. He didn't even bring the other opinion, so he certainly seems to rule this way, that it's biblically prohibited even for a little white lie. Did he say it's biblically prohibited? He said it's a weighty sin. He didn't use those words, right? Biblically prohibited. He didn't say biblically. And he quoted verses from the prophets. He says it's a weighty sin. Okay? So he didn't say it was biblically prohibited. Okay, so that's number one. The first type of lie, which the Chafetz Chaim says is a weighty sin, and can even bring a person to the point where he won't merit to see God's presence.